You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my guest today is Carrie Thompson with Habitat for Humanity and Women Build in particular. Welcome.
Hi, Nancy. Thanks for having me.
We were here in March talking about Women Build and how it was coming, and it seemed very far off. And
we were, and it seems like that was ages ago, and we say that we build this house, these two houses, in 2 weeks, but really there is about 8 months of preparation going into Women Build before we get out on the job site. But we're really excited to be out there today and building and getting these two houses underway.
It's pretty exciting stuff. I have to say, you and I both feel like this is like Christmas time for us.
We do. You know, for women who may be listening that haven't been involved in Women Build before, first of all, you're invited. There's still some spots open.
Yep.
But it is a community of women that just welcomes everyone. And no matter what your building skill, you know, whether you have any experience or not, you come into this community of people that you've never met before, some of them, and you leave with new friends and really feeling like you belong to something important today and that you really made a difference.
Absolutely. Maybe we should back up a little bit and talk about Habitat just a little bit. And I feel like everybody should know about Habitat, but I still get questions about, oh, we have a Habitat here? And it's like, yeah, we do. It is an affiliate of Distinction. We are very important here. So talk just a little bit about what it takes to be involved with Habitat.
So we welcome all people at Habitat, whether you want to come volunteer or you happen to be in need of a house. And the great thing about Habitat is that we're really, we really view ourselves as more of a social justice movement than a charity. So we work with families who want to help themselves. And what we offer them, the only thing we offer them really, is an opportunity to work hard and build their house alongside volunteers. And then once they move into the house, they repay us an interest-free mortgage. And so that's actually the assistance that they get.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of our houses are sponsored. So Women Build, all the people that are building on Women Build have reached out to their friends and family and raised a minimum of $250. And that helps us buy all the building materials and the land that it takes to build these houses.
Mm-hmm.
The homeowners then move into the house, they repay that interest-free mortgage, and we recycle those mortgage payments right back into our program. So the more houses that we build, it serves as sort of an endowment for Habitat, and we keep recycling those, and we're able to build more and more houses that way.
And for people that don't know, you guys have been around a long time in Monroe County.
28 years now in Monroe County. I just was speaking about that to the church that hosted our founding meeting this past Sunday. And we have, we're approaching housing 170 families. So there are a lot of people in Monroe County living in Habitat homes. And one way to really look at us is that we're workforce housing. We are the agency that provides housing for people who are in the service industries and the manufacturing industries, and many of the folks, you know, at the physical plant and other places at IU as well.
Yeah, I think that it's amazing to me when I recognize a Habitat house, and it's funny because I basically know the floor plan. There aren't a whole lot of floor plans, but you can tell which houses are Habitat houses, and I always think they're better built because there's a lot more nails in them probably.
That's right. And, you know, you can tell a Habitat house because you know our floor plans, but
Most people can't
because they're great-looking houses, and, you know, when we talk about houses that we can create in an affordable market. People have really a stigma and a stereotype for what that might look like. These are beautiful homes.
Absolutely.
They happen to be modest. They're not enormous, but they're really lovely. And I encourage anybody who's listening, whether you want to build on Women Build or not, we're up in Trailview today, and we're building, and come up and see us. So Trailview is north on the Beeline Trail.
Can't miss it once you get on the north end.
That's right. It has a new awesome limestone sign that got donated. We're really grateful for that. But if you're walking north from the farmer's market, you pass the you pass under the railroad underpass, and then it's the next turn on your left. And we welcome walk-bys. We welcome drive-bys. Anybody who wants to come visit us, we'd love to show you what we're doing.
Absolutely. And there are going to be 28 houses in that neighborhood?
There's going to be 35.
35 homes.
35 homes in the neighborhood. And so, and you know, it's hard to believe, but we'll be about halfway done by the end of the summer. And we just started with Women Build last year. So really, it's a dramatic difference in that neighborhood already. Mm-hmm. And it's really amazing to see.
Yeah. And I think one of the things to say, when you go to that neighborhood, it's not going to look like other neighborhoods, because it also has paired housing in it as well. Not just a standalone house like most people have come to know Habitat for.
Right. So those are our first paired homes. And so some people call them duplexes, in
townhouses, I've heard them called,
in upscale villas. Neighborhoods, they call them villas.
Yeah.
Or garden homes if they're single floor.
Yeah.
But we do have several units of those going in that front on our community green. And so this is a nice opportunity for Habitat to build right downtown. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to try some different kinds of housing models. And I think people have found that these paired homes are really, really beautiful.
So more about the houses and Women Build in particular. So how many women does it take to build? You're building two houses, or we're building two houses, I should say.
It takes about 350 women on site during the days. And
not one day, but
they don't all come at once. Yeah. That's right. We host on average 35 women a day. It's a little bit higher than that,
yeah,
because we have some crew leaders out there. But everybody comes and they just work a shift. So a day-long shift. We start at 8 o'clock in the morning with some devotions and an orientation. And mm-hmm. then we aspire to get started by 8:30, but sometimes it's a little bit later than that. And we work until about 4. And what we find is that during the morning, it's a real teaching time and we make some progress, but the dramatic progress gets made in the afternoon when people are really mm-hmm. comfortable and they're working it with some speed. But it's not, even though we can put a house together in 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
it's not a high pressure event.
No.
It is just women out there having fun, and mm-hmm. we learn to use power tools, and we learn to use nail guns, and we learn to get on the roof for the first time. And that's really the magic of Women Build, is, you know, most of us haven't grown up alongside usually our dads doing mm-hmm. Home repairs. And so we haven't been encouraged to ask questions about this or really mm-hmm. to make mistakes before with tools. Mm-hmm. And when we're kind of learning our way, frequently somebody else will come over and take over and do it, right?
Sure.
But at Women Build, that doesn't happen because it's a teaching environment. And mm-hmm. so we let women learn at their own pace. We answer all of the questions. We love those questions. We wish mm-hmm. we got them more often. And really, if you come and you're working on siding for the day, you know that was one of the first things you did.
Absolutely.
You really know how to hang vinyl siding by the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I know how to repair it. And I know
That's right. Well, you know, I learned long ago from a professional carpenter that the difference between an amateur and a professional carpenter is that a professional knows how to fix her mistakes.
Yes.
And so, you know, our crew leaders know how to fix the mistakes, but your first day on the job, you may not figure that out.
Exactly. But you will find them and you will figure it out eventually.
That's right.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more with Carrie Thompson from Habitat for Humanity Women Build.